No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 11th day of January. You're showing up, you're doing it, well done. So proud of you, and I'm so glad that you're here and that you are allowing the Word of God to speak. I pray that it transforms your life, your heart, your mind. I pray that you will come into a deeper relationship, or maybe a relationship at all for the first time with your Creator. Regardless of your goal, regardless of your intent, I'm glad that you're here. And this is a safe space to be. Today we continue in the book of Job. We read a really beautiful, important passage, left off with it yesterday, about what wisdom actually is, truly is, living in the fear of the Lord and turning away from evil. Really important to know what God calls evil, and we're going to explore that together throughout His Word. Today we continue by reading Job 29 through 31. And this week, it's a brand new week here. It's all brand new. Sparkly, shiny, clean. It's clean. There's no spaghetti sauce on it yet. This week, as it's the beginning of a new week, we begin a new translation. This week we're reading the Common English Bible, the CEB. Job chapter 29. Job took up his subject again. Oh, that life was like it used to be. Like days when God watched over me, when His lamp shone on my head. I walked by His light in the dark, when I was in my prime, when God's counsel was in my tent, when the Almighty was with me, my children around me, when my steps were washed with cream, and a rock poured out pools of oil for me. When I went out to the city gate, took my seat in the square, the young saw me and drew back. The old rose and stood. Princes restrained speech, put their hand on their mouth. The voices of officials were hushed. Their tongues stuck to their palate. Indeed, the ear that heard blessed me. The eye that looked commended me, because I rescued the weak who cried out, the orphans who lacked help. The blessing of the perishing reached me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on justice and it clothed me, righteousness as my coat and turban. I was eyes to the blind, feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. The case I didn't know I examined. I shattered the fangs of the wicked, rescued prey from their teeth. I thought, I'll die in my nest, multiply days like sand, my roots opening to water, dew lingering on my branches, my honor newly with me, my bow ever successful in my hand. People listened to me and waited, were silent for my advice. After my speech, they didn't respond. My words fell gently on them. They waited for me as for rain, opened their mouth as for spring rain. I smiled on them. They couldn't believe it. They never showed me disfavor. I decided their path, sat as chief. I lived like a king with his troops, like one who comforts mourners. But now those younger than I mock me, whose fathers I refused to put beside my sheepdogs. Their strength, what's it to me? Their energy having perished, stiff from want and hunger. Those who gnaw dry ground, yesterday's desolate waste, who pluck off the leaves on a bush, the root of the broom, a shrub as their food. People banish them from society, shout at them as if to a thief. So they live in scary ravines, holes in the ground and rocks. Among shrubs, they make sounds like donkeys. They are huddled together under a bush, children of fools and the nameless, whipped out of the land. And now I'm their song. I'm their cliche. They detest me, keep their distance, don't withhold spit from my face, because he loosened my bowstring and afflicted me. They throw off restraint in my presence. On the right, upstarts rise and target my feet, build their siege ramps against me, destroy my road, profit from my fall. With no help, they advance as if through a destroyed wall. They roll along beneath the ruin. Tears crash upon me. They sweep away my honor like wind. My safety disappears like a cloud. Now my life is poured out on me. Days of misery have seized me. At night, he bores my bones. My gnawing pain won't rest. With great force, he grasps my clothing. It binds me like the neck of my shirt. He hurls me into mud. I'm a cliche like dust and ashes. I cry to you, and you don't answer. I stand up, but you just look at me. You are cruel to me. Attack me with the strength of your hand. You lift me to the wind and make me ride. You melt me in its roar. I know you will return me to death, the house appointed for all the living. Surely he won't strike someone in ruins. If in distress he cries out to him, if I didn't weep for those who have a difficult day, or my soul grieve for the needy. For I awaited good, but evil came. I expected light, but gloom arrived. My insides churning are never quiet. Days of affliction confront me. I walk in the dark, lacking sunshine. I rise in the assembly and cry out, I have become a brother to jackals, a companion to young ostriches. My skin is charred. My bones are scorched by the heat. My lyre is for mourning. My flute, a weeping sound. I've made a covenant with my eyes. How could I look at a virgin? What is God's portion for me from above? The Almighty's inheritance from on high? Isn't it disaster for the wicked? Destruction for workers of iniquity? Doesn't he see my ways, count all my steps? If I have walked with frauds or my feet have hurried to deceit, let him weigh me on accurate scales. Let God know my integrity. If my step has turned from the way, if my heart has followed my eyes, or a blemish has clung to my hands, then let me sow and another reap. Let my offspring be uprooted. If my heart has been drawn to a woman and I have lurked at my neighbor's door, then may my wife grind for another and others kneel over her, for that's a crime. It's a punishable offense. Indeed, it's a fire that consumes to the underworld, uprooting all my harvest. If I've rejected the just cause of my male or female servant when they contended with me, what could I do when God rises? When he requires an account, what could I answer? Didn't the one who made me in the belly make them? Didn't the same one fashion us in the womb? If I have denied what the poor wanted, made a widow's eyes tired, eaten my morsel alone, and not shared any with an orphan. For from my youth I raised the orphan as a father, and from my mother's womb I led the widow. If I ever saw someone dying without clothes, the needy naked, if they haven't blessed me fervently, or if they weren't warmed by the wool from my sheep, if I have lifted my hand against the orphans when I saw that I had help in the city gate, may my arm fall from my shoulder, my forearm be broken at the elbow, for God's calamity is terror to me. I couldn't endure his splendor. If I've made gold my trust, said to find gold my security, if I've rejoiced because my wealth was great, when my hand found plenty, if I've looked at the sun when it shone, the moon splendid as it moved, and my mind has been secretly enticed, and threw a kiss with my hand, that also is a punishable offense, because I would then be disloyal to God above. If I have rejoiced over my foe's ruin, or was excited when evil found them, I didn't let my mouth sin by asking for their life with a curse. Surely those in my tent never said, "Who has been filled by Job's food?" A stranger didn't spend the night in the street. I opened my doors to the road. If I have hidden my transgressions like Adam, concealing my offenses inside me because I feared the large crowd, the clan's contempt frightened me. I was quiet and didn't venture outside. Oh, that I had someone to hear me. Here's my signature. Let the Almighty respond, and let my accuser write an indictment. Surely I would bear it on my shoulder, tie it around me like a wreath. I would give him an account of my steps, approach him like a prince. If my land has cried out against me, its rows wept together, if I have eaten its yield without payment and caused its owner's grief, may briars grow instead of wheat, poisonous weeds instead of barley. Job's words are complete. So we have heard the final words from Job today in the story of Job, in the book of Job, before his friends are going to have their final say. And there's some important things that we hear from Job. He is describing his life, his reputation, so to speak, within his community, how he was perceived by people that knew him before this tragedy. And this does several things. This really gives us a glimpse of how people feel after extreme tragedy. And secondly, maybe it can challenge our perception of how we view people, how we held them to a certain status, a certain elevation, maybe unjustly. Maybe it's because we like to associate ourselves with prestige and power and wealth and just someone that seems to be crushing it at life. But how do we view them after life crushes them? How do we view someone who looks disheveled and unkept because grief has overtaken their body? How do we perceive those after a moral failure? Are we waiting to restore with compassion and grace and mercy if there is repentance? Or are we ready with stones in hand, ready and willing to truly finish them off? And you need to understand that if someone has experienced moral failure and they truly have a heart of repentance, they are half dead in shame. They are half dead already in the remorse and the regret of their consequences. And it doesn't matter. And I would argue strongly that it does not matter how they came to repentance, if they got caught, if they got called out, or if they awoke and decided to admit themselves without being caught. And we're going to witness the examples of everything that I just said, of how people come to their own repentance all throughout the Bible. And we will speak about the different ways that people do come to an awareness and a repentance. And we will talk about and see the ones that do not. And there's a huge, vast difference with how God sees them and the consequences of those actions. But when people are in tragedy, moral failure, distress, trauma, PTSD, trauma, devastation, literally, like I just said, when life crushes them, how do we perceive them? How do we respond to them? Now, on the flip side of this, I imagine being one of Job's friends and wondering if what they're hearing from Job doesn't have hints of a bit of self-righteousness. You've done this perfectly. There are no chances you have sinned against God. You're trying to say that you've been beyond integral, but to perfection. Trying to listen to Job's words and imagine myself as his friend and what I'm hearing. And it's a bit of a conundrum, if I'm just being honest. It's a bit of a brain tease, because there is nothing anyone could do to deserve the suffering. And at the same time, if we live in the fear of God, we have to trust and believe that God is for us, that he loves us, that his ways are higher than ours, that his thoughts are deeper than ours, that his love is beyond anything we can fathom or try to understand. And then in this story, you go, but God invited Satan, is the actual pronunciation, to inflict this suffering onto his servant Job. And I wish I could tidy this up today. I wish there was some answer. I wish there was some pleasant little ism and saying that I've seen on a plaque in a store that will offer us everything we need to understand this story. I got nothing. I got nothing to give. I gotta leave it open-ended and just end there today. And still ask the question, will we still trust God? Will we still declare God's goodness, his faithfulness, his love for us? Will we serve him? Will we live in the fear of the Almighty God, knowing that this is the beginning of wisdom? Jesus, we thank you for your word. We give you all that which we do not understand yet. This is the question we sit with today. We love you and we worship you. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, this is Marie calling from Virginia, and I'm asking for the community to pray for my family, specifically my son that's incarcerated. He has substance abuse issues, and just praying that the Lord delivers him from his substance abuse issues and that he takes accountability and is able to get a second chance at life. And praying for my husband, who has chronic pain in his back and his hips and his knees, praying for deliverance and healing from God, help with the community, and praying for my daughter who has anxiety and is a college student doing a great job in college, but just praying that she doesn't make the wrong decisions and hanging with the wrong crowd. And so I thank you all for your prayers, your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. This is Marlene in Northern Colorado, and I am reaching out today, January the 6th, to Rising Above Our Circumstances in St. Louis. Sweet sister, I heard your prayer request yesterday, and it moved me, and today I just needed to listen to it again, and I felt like God wanted me to respond. So I'm so glad that you reached out today, sister. We are praying for you. I am praying for you. You are not alone, and I understand what it is to carry things that aren't meant to be carried alone. God came to us in the form of the Trinity. He has always been in community. And why would we, in His image, think anything less than being in community and sharing our lives with one another? So I pray for you, dear sister. I thank you that you gave us that reminder of how easy it is sometimes to wall ourselves off and to take care of things for ourselves. But we were never meant to do that. So, dear sister, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for strength. I'm praying for people to come alongside you. And I'm praying for you to allow people to come alongside you as well, too. I ask the Lord to bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you and give you His strength and His peace. And you've encouraged me to ask for prayers for my son, Nate. He's been dealing with a brain tumor for a number of years, been on experimental medication, and it's been working. But now it seems things may be changing.
Hi, this is Diana in New Richmond, Wisconsin. And I just wanted to call in. First off, Jill, this is my first year doing the chronologicals. I am loving this. So I'm now a double dabber, and I've only done the Daily Audio Bible one time. So 2025 was my first year, your 20th year, so thank you so much. You are life-changing. And I just wanted to call in today and pray for Rising Above Her Circumstances. She's lost 6 people very close to her, including a husband, and most recent, a very good friend. And I just want to lift you up, Rising Above Circumstances, and let you know you are not alone. Our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, is living within you, and you've got a sister here that is praying for you and wrapping her arms around you virtually. And you've got an amazing DAB family all around the world. And taken with love, I also want to say a prayer for you and just let you know that I'm here for you, and I'm praying for you, and I'm so thankful that you are both a part of this amazing family. I love you all. I'm blessed to be a part of this family, and I hope everybody has a wonderful 2026.
Hello, DABC community. My name is Stephanie. I'm from Prescott Valley, Arizona, and I've been listening for about 5 years. I call in occasionally for prayer or to pray for others, but not consistently, and my goal for this year is to become a more consistent part of the prayer community. Thank you to all of the prayer warriors that call consistently. You are very inspirational. I'd like to say a prayer for Tim, the gentleman who lost his retirement funds due to a scam. Lord, please bring reassurance to Tim that you have him covered and that you have a plan for him and that you will take care of him. During this hard time, there is a lot of frustration and confusion, and please help Tim to have peace in the situation and know that you will pull through. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd also like to ask for prayer for my great cousin, Trish. Trish has 4 children. She's probably in her 50s, and a couple of days ago, she fell down and hit her head and was out without oxygen for 3 minutes. She has 8 grandchildren that she helps take care of, and she is currently in a coma. As they begin to take her off of the sedatives, she continues to seize, and I ask that people pray for her family and her children and for her healing. She needs a miracle. And whatever God's will is, we know that God has a plan, but her children need peace and her grandchildren also need peace during this time. So please be praying that God is with their family. Thank you and Happy New Year to everyone.